I'm David Masters sitting in tonight, 1-800-866-8883. And I'm accepting your phone calls, whatever the topic may be. You know, today, if you listen to the news, somebody was calling somebody else a devil. And you think, well, that's kind of extreme, especially for politics, although maybe it isn't that extreme. But if you think about it, and I started thinking about it, I thought, well, let me think, why does a person get so upset when they're called the devil? Well, I looked up the definition of the word devil, and it really fits. It really fits a lot of people. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I have to make a point about it, and that is that the devil was the first liar, if you think about it. The devil was the first liar. And when you call somebody a devil, sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes it's actually appropriate. And the question, though, is have you ever been called a devil? By the way, my dad is, he's had some little complications due to hospital error. And he will be back soon. He wanted me to tell you. He's doing okay. He's you know, he's suffering as he always does. But he will be fine. And he's asked me to do the show tonight. And you can probably tell I'm in here by myself, producing the show, pushing all the buttons, doing all the things that have to be done behind the scenes in order to make the show work. And I want to go back to this devil thing, though. As soon as I get my computer up here, I'm gonna tell you what the definition of devil is. Because there's several that apply. And interestingly enough, in all cultures, no matter what, no matter how remote, no matter where in the world, there is this idea of this dark being, this monster called the devil. And how is it possible that over the course of human history, that the idea of a devil is so universal? I mean, there are some people who say, well, there's no such thing as a devil. And I would say, well, how do you know? How do you know there's no such thing as evil? And people would say, oh, well, you know, evil is just what people do. And then it gets into the question of, well, but is it nature or nurture? That's the question. Is it nature or nurture? And I would have to say that I think it's 50-50. But the reason why I would say that, is because I think that we have a predisposition, all of us, as we grow older, not so much when we're young. When we're young, I think we're pretty innocent, as human beings are. But as we get older, we have a predisposition to go toward the flesh, which is, in a sense, the dark side. And you can feel it tugging at you. You can. But people some people choose to deny what it really is. And you think about what I'm saying. Some people are attracted to the dark side because of the way that they've been raised or some traumatic experience they've had. There's a lot of reasons why you could be converted to the dark side without ever knowing it. So if you want to talk about it tonight, 1-800-866-8883 is the number. We can talk about it tonight on the show. I'm David Masters, just sitting in tonight, one more night, while my dad is resting. And he will be back soon, I assure you. Stay tuned for more. Welcome to Advice Line. Yes, it's David Masters sitting in tonight while my dad is resting and recuperating. He's had a few little technical issues with his health and well-being, but he's fine and he's going to be back. And in the meantime, I was talking at the top of the hour, which most people don't get to hear, about one of the presidential candidates calling the other one a devil. And, you know, I have to look up the word devil now. Give me a moment here. It's an interesting word. And it applies to a lot of people. There are several different definitions. Of course, we know classically the devil to be the fallen angel, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call it. Let's see here, dictionary.com. .com. All right. That's a pretty good dictionary, actually. Dictionary.com. And I bet it saved it from this morning. I bet it saved it. Let's take a look here. What is the meaning of devil? Aha! All right. So we have the classic definition. Someone initial. Okay. So the supreme spirit of evil, Satan. A subordinate evil spirit at enmity with God and having power to afflict humans both with bodily disease and with spiritual corruption. Oh, that sounds like a lot of people. There's a lot of candidates for that one. But now here comes the lesser, or let's say the kinder and gentler version of the devil, and that is an atrociously wicked, cruel, or ill-tempered person. Atrociously wicked, cruel, or ill-tempered. Ah, there's a lot of people out there like that. And now here's number three. A person who is very clever, energetic, reckless, or mischievous. You see, the whole point is, though, there's a bunch of them here. How many are there? Oh, my gosh, there's just so many. There's so many definitions. Give the devil his due, to give deserved credit even to a person one dislikes. Look, we all have to deal with a devil or some form of a devil in our life. And of course, let's talk about the Passion of the Christ. The Passion of the Christ was that he was accused of doing something that he didn't do. And by the way, whatever he did wasn't wrong. Healing on the Sabbath, bringing people back from the dead on the Sabbath, was not wrong. It was wrong on the level of human laws because the people that made the laws wanted to control the humans with it. And, of course, these are the old laws, by the way. These are the Ten Commandments, and I don't know. I know that you should always, in the Ten Commandments, the seventh day shall be a day of rest. Okay. So if a man of God, a son of God, heals people, brings back the dead on the Sabbath, is that work? I don't think it ever said, thou shalt not commit miracles. Did it? No. It didn't. But at the time, the as you know, and by the way, there's a brilliant movie called Risen. If you haven't seen it, you should see it, because it's the journey of a Roman centurion from being a pagan to being a Christian, and you have to sit through it. It's very detailed. It goes into his psychopathology, the psychopathology of the Roman soldier, working for the high priest of the Jewish court or council. And he was basically charged to do whatever the Caiaphas told him to do. And when Jesus was crucified, the story of Risen goes that the Roman soldier was there officiating over the crucifixion, and even told one of his men, "Let's just end it for the Christ, you know, Jesus, because we don't want him to have to suffer too long." So they stuck a spear in his side to end it for him. That was kind of like a certain kind of mercy, if you can imagine that, after being nailed to a cross. The Passion, which actually has been misinterpreted in our modern age to mean love in many different ways, the Passion was the suffering of Christ. And it was a righteous form of suffering. But if you watch the movie, Mel Gibson's brilliant rendition of The Passion of the Christ, you will see that he perfectly portrayed, and I got to tell you, the devil punished Mel Gibson. The devil, Satan himself, really did a number on Mel Gibson for doing this. So God bless Mel Gibson. God help him. But he perfectly portrayed Satan as this sort of amorphous, maybe that's not the word, you couldn't really tell whether he was a male or a female. He was androgynous. And he was always there looking with a compassionate look, like, look, as if to say to Christ as he was being terribly, horribly, monstrously treated, just ask and I will free you from all this. That's what the devil wanted. He wanted to create a situation whereby the Christ would look to him instead of God. And you see, that is what the devil does. The devil, in all of his incarnations, tries to create an alternate universe, an alternate reality, so that people will turn from faith in God to faith in something other than God. In many cases, now, this is a statistic that I heard, and I was talking to my dad about this today. I heard there was a Fox News special, and this was about danger at the doctor's office. You can probably find it online. A very good report. And the shocking statistic that hospital / whatever doctor nurse error is the third leading cause of death in America. That's right. I'm not making it up. Hospital doctor nurse error, the third leading cause of death. Okay? Heart attack and cancer are the other two. And imagine that. It's unthinkable. But I want to say that it is a side effect. It's not a direct cause of the death. It's a side effect of allowing, I should say, the medical industry to take control, to literally take control. And, you know, when everybody goes into the doctor's office, like going into a monastery where the priests are, and the family goes in there, and I'm sorry to tell you that your son, husband, father, mother, grandmother doesn't have long to live. And everybody looks at each other like, oh, this is terrible. Instead of like, what can we do? What can we do? Oh, this is so horrible. Oh, I'm broken. I'm shattered. Oh, my poor beloved. And I was watching the people on this special. One of them was a family who lost a son to multiple sedatives and 20-some-odd different kinds of drugs, mood control drugs, psychoactive drugs, that literally just, he just was so drugged that he just died. And again, you know, we trusted the doctors. No! No, you fools! Don't trust the doctors. They're just humans. But you trust the doctors, and you trust these people that we call so-called experts. No! You do not trust them. And not only that, but you get a second and a third opinion and use your common sense and research what you have to deal with when somebody has a condition. It doesn't matter what it is. The truth is out there. The truth is out there. And if you choose not to avail yourself of it, you are an accessory. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad person. Don't get me wrong. We just lost a person that worked for my company for well over 10 years. And you may have heard about it in the news. 60 years old. We don't know what the cause of death was yet. He was way too young to go to the other side. We don't know what happened. But at 60 years old, you should be able to run a mile, at least, and walk four. And if you can't, then you better get off your butt and go and start exercising and get rid of the comfort foods and start living a human life. And deny yourself some of the pleasures of life, by the way. Start denying yourself the things that will kill you. And look, I'm not judging. But cigarettes have a warning. The Surgeon General's warning. These will cause cancer. Cancer kills people. As a matter of fact, a lot of things cause cancer. And people still say, oh, well, I don't think I'm one of those people that's going to get cancer. Well, you know that the number one problem in this country right now, the number one health problem, is diabetes. Type 2, type 1. Type 2 is easier to get over. It's very easy, actually. I did it. My dad did it. You can do it. Type 2, no. But I think I've heard of some people actually recovering from type 2 or type 1. But it is being sedentary and eating all kinds of garbage, becoming a giant garbage dump for the foods that temporarily help you forget that your life is kind of spinning out of control. And I would even go as far to say that your life is out of control, that your family is out of control, that our world is out of control. Well, I'll tell you something. Drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and binge eating doesn't make it go away. It contributes to you being disabled by your own choice. And you see, I'm going to go back to the Passion of the Christ. The Passion of the Christ was this, is that he had to suffer falsely accused, absolutely horribly tortured. And there's the devil presiding over the whole thing and Jesus had to look him in the eye and he was standing right there the whole time waiting to see if Jesus would weaken. And thank our Lord that he didn't, because he knew that this was a temporary life. Now you know that. Intellectually, you know that. But, and maybe even on an emotional level, you know that this is a temporary life. And even so, you continue to contribute to your own demise. Now, there, I've read stories about people in Russia that lives out in the, I don't know, out in the outback in Russia. And at some point in their life, they live a very sparse life. And many of them end up growing new hair and new teeth and living 120, 30, 40 years. And that could be you. That really could be you. If you wanted to, but I don't think people want to live. I really don't. I don't think most of you really want to live. So we could talk about that also. 1-800-876. Nope, that's not it. 866-8883. 1-800-866-8883. Visit FHU.com or antidoteforall.com. I'm David Masters. Be right back. Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude. How many of you have that sense or that feeling? The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to the show. 1-800-866-8883. No takers tonight, huh? Okay. Well, you see, when you get into this whole topic of self-sabotage, which it is, because you do these things, you can blame other people. It's very easy to blame others. If only so-and-so wouldn't have been such-and-such, then I could be better. No, but you see, what happens is that in that moment, and this is what happened with Adam and Eve. It's the same syndrome. Adam could have said, no, We were told not to eat that. One of them, then, would have been a buffer against the other. But they both ate the forbidden fruit. First, Eve, look at me. Nothing happened. I'm fine. As a matter of fact, I'm having a psychedelic experience right now. Really? What's that? Come here, have a piece. It's good. Won't hurt you. Yeah. So, you see, the problem began with food, and it ends with food. Not necessarily food, but a substance. An alien substance. Think of it that way. What if an alien came and offered you something and told you that if you would eat this thing, that your mind would expand and you'd understand the whole universe? Well, that's a pretty appealing idea, isn't it? It is. It's very appealing. But it also could be that whatever it is that you would take would turn you into something inhuman. And, you know, you wouldn't know that because you wouldn't even begin to question, well, what could the side effects be? A rational person would. A rational person would say, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know where you're from. Why are you offering that to me? Why should I want to know everything about the universe? I wouldn't do me any good anyway. And that's the point about the knowledge of good and evil. It doesn't do you any good. The knowledge of good and evil does you no good. And that's the lesson. You see, you're free to eat everything you want. Anything. And people eat some pretty weird stuff. But only eating what you really need is the right thing to do. And so it's a choice. It's always been a choice. Everything is a choice. Now, unconscious people don't make their own choices. They don't make their own decisions. They let other people sort of coax them or lead them or tell them what to do or what not to do. But you're never going to live a life that means anything if you allow other people to tell you what to do or what not to do. But there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is because you've made choices or decisions in your life that didn't work out well. So now you seek out the experts, the quote, end quote, experts, the coaches, the life coaches. What do I do? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I have had my dad, but I couldn't imagine going to a life coach. But see, my realization is and was many years ago that the only thing that can actually fix my problems in life is God. A human being can't do it. Jesus could help people and lead them and even bring back some from the dead. But it was the belief, it was the choice to believe in what was being said, the repentance aspect of it. What did he say? Repent and you shall be saved. You think about that. Jesus didn't come to save everybody. He came to save people who want to be saved. And what did he come to save them from? He came to save them from the experts and the influence of culture. Know the truth and it shall make you free. It's a universal concept. Think about what I'm saying. Knowing the truth and setting you free. Wow, that's heavy. No, it's not. It's actually really simple. All right, 1-800-866-8883. We could talk about it, your compulsions, the self-destructive habits, all of that. Also, please, you know, this is listener-supported radio. Your donations make a big difference. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or FHU.com. FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding.com. I'm David Masters. Be right back with more.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, it is Advice Line. I'm David Masters sitting in tonight. My dad's just resting, and he's had some little complications from the last time he visited the hospital. My dad is like the cat with nine lives. He just is strong. And he is not vulnerable like a lot of other people. I would imagine, I have to say this, that I think he may be surrounded by angels. You know, if there's demons, and we know there are, you got to believe in the other side too. And of course, if you're a good person and bad things befall you, it doesn't mean God has forsaken you. And I don't believe Jesus said that on the cross. He said something else. I think it is, he said, for this reason I have come into the world. But somebody changed that. Whoever changed it, I feel sorry for them. But look, we all have to go through the experience. That's what a Christian is. A Christian is a Christ follower, a person who is willing to take a certain degree of suffering. And you know that when you start to go down that path, your family may turn against you. I mean, really, to become a true follower of Christ, there will be people who will be very upset because they have their own ideas about what you should do. I mean, tell me this, really. Is anybody out there never been interfered with in their life by people who think they know better what you should do and what you shouldn't do? I mean, how many people became a dentist because the father wanted to be a dentist or a lawyer or a bookkeeper or whatever? I'm not saying those are, you know, not noble trades. They are. But I mean, how many people became something because their family wanted them to? And you had some other idea of what you wanted to do, and now you regret it. Now you regret not following your own intuition. Now, I feel sorry for you. But it's your life. You know, if you want to squander it, it's your choice. But Jesus said, know the truth and it shall make you free. And what is the truth? What is the truth? There's a lot of truth to be known. First, the truth about yourself. All of the truths are irrelevant compared to the truth about yourself, because that's the truth that will set you free. That's it. Know that truth. Know the truth about yourself. Now, the potential is, though, that there's a downside, and that is you don't like that truth that you see. You resent it, or at least something in you resents it. Again, we know there are such things as dark entities, demons. And a large number, I think probably 70 or 80% of people believe that there are angels. There's another scripture that says, we struggle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers in high places. I know that's not a complete quotation. It's a paraphrasing. But the fact is that we do. And so maybe you have demons. Maybe there are, and everybody has their demons, everyone. But there also are likely to be angels. In other words, you're not alone. You're never alone. You're never alone. And, you know, it reminds me of these, the Russian dissidents who were jailed for 20 years for, you know, saying that Christ is the Savior or so on. Something that put them in jail, and they were in solitary confinement for 20 years and were never broken. And I remember one story that a man who had been in prison in a gulag, in his moments of terrible, I don't know what the word is, temptation, a yellow warm light began to appear in his cell, and you know he had a visit from beyond, and that was enough. It was just one little moment of light that took away all the darkness. And you see, but if you're not inclined, if you're not in that place where struggles are going on, because you're being pulled, you are being pulled at. There are forces, believe it or not. I mean, think about it. You know, everybody, some people have two or three cell phones, right? Okay, so if you can have cell phones where you can be reached by anybody, anywhere, it's not that complicated to think that there are spiritual accomplices with you, following you, tracking you down, whatever. And and those things are saying to you, go have something to eat. You'll feel better. Or have a drink. Go ahead, have a drink. Forget about it. Have a drink. Smoke. These things are talking to you, and you think it's you. You think it's your idea. And my wife recently had a realization, because I've always, at least for however long I've realized whatever this is, I tell you, you don't have problems, problems have you. And so early in our life together, I was very much into snowboarding, and I still am. So we went to the mountain one day, and she didn't have a helmet on. She slipped and bumped her head. And she was doing quite good. But at that point, this fear came rushing over. Oh, you can never do that again.
Oh, no, that's not, well, you couldn't do that again. It's terrible. It's dangerous.
And so for years, she sort of had this back of mind thing, like, oh, no. But she realized something. This was probably 6 or 8 months ago. Because my kids are now getting old enough, and they wanted to go up and go skiing. And she said, all right, I'll go too, even though that voice was there.
No, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
And she went up and got off the lift, and she felt free. And she realized, you know what? You're right. I don't have problems. I don't have fear. Fear had me. Fear had her. And fear has you. Problems have you. And the problem is that you listen to them. Fool! Don't believe the lie. Because the first liar was the devil. And every lie is attached all the way back, back into time, to the beginning of human existence. The lie goes all the way back. It's a, you ever seen a magician pull handkerchiefs out of his sleeve? That's that. There's a web of lies, a spider web that vibrates when someone is in peril, when someone is being spiritually challenged. And all of the creatures of the darkness can sense that vibration. But so can the other. So can the beings of light. There's a book that I read, The Lost Books of the Bible and Forgotten Books of Eden. And we used to sell it through the Foundation of Human Understanding. I have a copy of it. But there's in the beginning of the book, there's a very interesting chapter about how Satan was a shapeshifter. And he could turn himself into an angel of light. And now this is from the Lost Books of the Bible. It was actually a book that was approved by a number of ecumenical scholars. I mean, many of them. These were books that were supposedly in the Bible that were taken out. But the story is that the devil convinced Adam and Eve to go up on a mountain and throw themselves off because they had disappointed God. But the devil appeared to them as an angel of light. So, this is a world that is only going to let the people who are the most pure. It's only you're the ones who will go through, and the others, not so much. So it's a process of purification as you get older. As you go past the things of the flesh and you come into the spiritual self that, you know, you're destined to be, you'll have temptations. There will be many things that you have to deal with. And I will tell you this, is that you must learn from those who have gone before you. Watch, like I have watched. I've watched my dad, and I've seen what he's done. My dad has outlived his father now by a lifetime and 5 years, a whole lifetime and 5 more years on top of that, or 6. You see, who would I be right now if my dad had died 45 years ago? I don't know. Maybe I'd still be me. I don't know. But, you know, every once in a while I get the phone call. Yeah, Dad, what's going on? What? Are you kidding me? You that's such a ridiculous little thing. Why are you telling me this? Oh, okay, I get it. You're telling me because you love me. All right, thank you. You see that little thing right there? That was a life changer for me. Even in, you know, in my late 20s, my 30s, 40s, my 50s, now in my 60s. But I have evolved in a good kind of way. And you must evolve. You must evolve. All right, let's see. I don't know who's on the line because I don't have a call screener. So if it's somebody good, we'll keep them. And if it's not, I'll just dump it out. Let's go to whoever's on the line. Hello, it's David.
David?
Yeah.
It's Michael, Vietnam vet from Loma Linda, California.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. I'm just enjoyed your dissertation there. It was very nice. I was just calling to tell you and your dad that things are going real well for me. I finally feel like I've made a lot of progress with the antidote for all and the 7-minute meditation. I can honestly say that I made big strides in the last few weeks for a variety of reasons, but I was calling just to let you and your father know that I had made some progress and I feel so much better, and it's actually animated me to the point where I'm being a little more evangelical, if you will, with some of my other Vietnam veterans friends in a very subtle St. Paul type of way.
I love it.
I'm starting to get these guys, David. It's awesome. I'm starting to get some of my buddies, these old, bitter, old, crotchety, you know, some of them warranted, some of them not, but from Vietnam. But they're starting to call me or see me at the VA and go, wow, why didn't the VA tell us about this? So I was just calling to tell you guys that. Some good news instead of problems. And I thought you might enjoy hearing about it.
I do. I really love it. And see, I want to say to you, though, that you must realize something about yourself. Maybe you don't see it, but you see, you don't have the brokenness in your voice like other people do. There's always been something in you that was still there. And you just had to kind of resuscitate it. And that's what's happened. You've spent the time now. You've learned how to get quiet. And you are coming back to yourself. And as you do that, you're able to tell other people. You're able to bring other people to that truth, to that realization, and they can come back to themselves also. Stay with me for a minute. I've got to take
key,
a quick
David,
break, will you, Michael?
I think the key that I've learned from you and your dad is...
Hold on.
Your delivery in it.
Hold on
and
one moment.
Being subtle and...
The phone.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back to the program. Yes, sirree. Busy guy here I am. And I have Michael on the line. The number here, 1-800-866-8883. And you're welcome to call, talk about whatever you want. Michael's with me tonight to talk about some good news that he's having some very good benefits. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you a little bit, and that's weird because I'm on my landline.
How about now?
Go ahead.
How about now?
Okay, that's a little better. Thanks, David.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'm just so excited. It's weird. It's the first time I've ever called you and been in an upbeat mood, but, I mean, this... I was even trying to share this with my 91-year-old mom, and she's an old-fashioned Catholic, and so she's, you know, she's... having a little bit of early dementia and stuff. So I try to articulate it to her, but it's a little hard for her to process.
Yeah.
She's still going to say her rosaries and what have you, and that's okay. But 8 days, ago at 06:30 in the morning, I got up. I think for the first time, because I was so... See, I'd been trying the 7-minute meditation, David, in the evening when I was still kind of jacked up from the day, I think. Now that I look back on it, I'm trying to figure out why this time frame worked. And I've got to give credence to it because it actually worked. I mean, it's a big deal. And
so what did you do differently?
I didn't do a darn thing differently. I woke up, but at about 6:15, and I was laying there in bed, and let me tell you, I had heard, if you don't mind,
yeah.
I heard a psychotherapist on this KPFK radio, which is a public broadcasting station out of L.A. that's, you know, only on the West Coast, and I heard them talking to a psychotherapist a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about a Buddhist tradition that he thought was very helpful, where you wake up in the morning and you make yourself half smile. Now, this isn't nearly as important to me as what you and your dad have given me with anecdotal, but I thought it was interesting, and it might help some other guys kind of ease into having a more relaxed state of mind when they actually try the 7-minute meditation. So the exercise is this. You wake up. When you wake up, try to make yourself just smirk, just half smile. And then throughout the course of the day, make yourself just smile a little bit when somebody's giving you a hard time or you're having some tough things going on during the day. Just kind of make yourself. Now, your brain, according to this psychotherapist, from a neurochemical standpoint, your brain has no idea the sincerity of the smile, whether it's a fake smile or a real smile. It just knows neurochemically that when you smile, it releases those dopamine and endorphins and all that stuff. So I thought, plus, he said sometimes when you do that, if you're having a little bit of a problem with someone, it can help. That little smile can, you know, maybe break down a little barrier and relax things a little bit. So I had started doing that for a couple of mornings, but I'm usually getting up and racing off to work and what have you. But this was, I was off that day. So I woke up and I did my little smile, and I thought, I'm going to do my 7-minute meditation now in the beautiful morning light here in Southern California when it's still cool and not hotter than Hades. And I sat at my kitchen table with my windows open, which is rare. You can only have them open in the morning. And I started, put my hands on my quadriceps and started doing your guys' antidote for all. And I'll be a son of a billy goat if, well, I'm going to start crying here in a minute because it was so, wow, I'm having a hard time articulating how I felt. But it doesn't have anything to do with being talkative, that's for sure. And I tend to be that way, so I apologize. But
well, it's, listen, I understand.
Thank you.
I understand, and, you know, it's interesting. Many years ago, I read a study about the effect of smiling on babies. And essentially, it said that parents that smile at their babies, the babies grow up and they're more well-adjusted and they're more positive about life. And parents that don't smile at their babies, they have more psychological problems. So there is something about a smile. You know what I'm saying? There's something powerful about a smile. But, you know, look, at this time in your life, you can try these things, right? And
yeah.
if they have an effect, they have an effect. But the ultimate focus of all of it is to just to let go, and
yeah.
to realize that if you let go, then you let God, and that's essentially what's happening when you're doing the meditation exercise. And not only that, but for your Catholic mother, you know, prayer is often a person who clasps their hands together and they raise their eyes to the heavens, and it's almost no different than what my dad is teaching people. It's almost absolutely Catholic, or any religion you might want to, you know, name. So you might say to her,
well,
Mom, I found another thing that can help enhance your Catholicism. See?
Well, can I mention something real quick? I'm sorry, excuse me. Some of my dearest friends in my life have been Jewish. Actually, my ex-wife, God love her, of 27 years, was a Jewish woman, but with the last name of Annenberg, so she was a Russian Jew. Not Orthodox by any means, but I've had some discussions with some of my old Jewish friends that are still alive that, by the way, most of them are really funny guys with the Jewish humor and stuff, but
Michael, can you hang on for a minute? I'm sorry, I got to take another break. Would you just hang with me for a while?
That's fine, Dave.
Okay,
right.
I want to hear about this. Hold on. I'm coming back. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, if you want to send a letter or anything, if you want to send for a catalog. I don't even know if we have them anymore. 1-800-877-3227 is the office number. Stay tuned for more. All right, so in this moment of the show, this is where I need to get you on board, those of you who are listening, and get you to understand that this is public radio in the sense that it is funded by you. There are no sponsors, although I think that we should have sponsors. And by the way, we can do that. And if you're interested in sponsoring this program, please write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go on the website and send a message on the FHU.com website. And there are books. My dad's written almost, I think, 20 books. There's something for everybody at FHU.com. And also AntidoteForAll.com. That's where the 7-minute exercise is. And I encourage you to go and listen to it yourself and bring others to it. All right. Be right back with more.